Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. The God who created the world and fills it with life be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith and hope and love through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return me empty, but it will accomplish that which I propose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 65, 9 through 13 responsively. You visit the earth and the water, and water it abundantly. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare the grain, for so you provide for the earth.
You furrows and smooth out the ridges. With heavy rain you soften the ground and bless its increase.
You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty.
The hills be clothed with joy.
May the meadows cover themselves with flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and sing. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of law might be fulfilled in us. So walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through the Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown in the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to
you, Lord Christ. Some parables of Jesus seem so transparent and obvious that we, in fact, miss the true meaning. It's like going to a circus, paying money to see the sideshow, and never getting into the main tent to see the chief attraction. Today's gospel may be like that. Jesus was on a roll. People were crowding around him to hear every word which came from his lips. On this particular day, he was by the Sea of Galilee. Those of you who have been there know how gently the land slopes upward, like a nice amphitheater. Crowds were there, no yellow ropes to hold them back. They pushed against Jesus until he backed up and up and up, until he was standing in the water and finally got into the boat and taught the people from there. One would think he would have talked about the boat or wind or waves or fish, like up in the high Sierras where you guys were last week. But Jesus looked out in the crowd, and there he saw a man with a sack over his shoulders, a telltale slit in the side where the man could insert his hand to get some seed. Ah, he knew this man was a farmer. And so he said, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. Well, you know the parable. We just heard it read. And a cloud of sadness hangs over it because 3/4 of the seed was wasted. 1/4 fell in those hard paths where seed couldn't penetrate the soil. 1/4 fell on shallow soil. It couldn't put down root. 1/4 was sown among the thorns that choked it. Only 1/4 of the seed reproduced. As I said, a cloud of sadness hangs over this parable. This was not the run-of-the-mill, threshing floor variety grain. This was special seed grain, but 3/4 of it was wasted. Some of you remember the musical Godspell, which is a takeoff on the Gospel of Matthew. Clowns enact this parable. The one clown comes out to the center of the stage, representing the soil that's the beaten path. He stands there rigidly, and another seems to be sowing seed, and then all the other clowns come out, flapping their wings like crows, eating the seed that couldn't penetrate the soil. The second clown comes out, and the seed is sown on him, and he brightens up and springs up, and then others come out, and there's a great big sun. The sun shines, and this clown withers and crumbles and goes to the ground. A third clown is there, and seed is sown on him. And then others come out and put their hand around his neck and his chest, and they choke him, and he sticks out his tongue, and he dies. And then the fourth clown comes. This is a clown that brings forth good fruit. And this clown springs up and jumps and starts to dance and throws his arms in the air. And the other clowns come and throw their arms into the air, and they begin to applaud and get the whole audience to applaud. Or here we have soil which brings forth 30, 60, 100 fold. In this parable, was Jesus telling us that there are four kinds of people like these four kinds of soil? Some people are like that hard path. For us, it would be a street with cars and trucks and buses rolling over it. Our streets have names, and we need to know the names to get to where we want to go. Some people are like that. We need to know them in order to get to where we want to go. And it may be great to be important like that, but if the traffic rolls back and forth all of the time, this is hardly the place where the Spirit of God can prosper, where the seed can grow. It would be better to be a quiet furrow elsewhere. But then it isn't just these important people that may be reflected in this kind of soil. So many people, their lives are so busy with work, and then all of these other enticements to do things to have fun. All of the energy is sapped away, that nothing is left for God's seed to grow. And then are some people like the thorns where the seed was sown? You know, they seem so brilliant, so bright, so marvelous, and they look enticing, and one goes there, and then the thorns scratch one's body, but person can't extricate himself, and the seed does not bear fruit. But then, are some people like this fourth kind of soil? The seed is sown, and these people respond marvelously, and the church grows and prospers and marches on. Flip Wilson, some of you remember that black comedian, able in a marvelous way to depict personalities, Geraldine, pretending to walk with high heels and speak in a high voice. One time I heard him tell about a black preacher who was talking to a church, and he said, "This church is dead. This church ain't going nowhere." He says, "This church ain't moving." He says, "This church is dead." But he said, "This church is going to move." He said, this church is going to get up on its hands and knees, and this church is going to move. He said, this church is going to crawl. This church is going to move. This church is going to crawl. And the people said, let her crawl, Reb. Let her crawl. And he said, that's not all. He said, like that seed that would bring forth abundantly, this church, he's going to get up and walk. This church is going to walk. We're going to start to do different things. And this church is going to walk. We're going to do all these churches. And this church is going to walk. And the people said, let her walk, Rev. Let her walk. And he said, that's not all. This church is going to be like that good seed. It's going to reach out. It's going to do all kinds of things. He said, this church is going to give money. And when you give money, this church is going to be able to reach out and do all these kinds of things. You're going to give money, and this church, she's going to run. This church is going to run. You're going to give money, and this church is going to run. And the people said, let her crawl, Rev. Let her crawl. It's amazing, though, in seed, you take just one kernel of corn, plant in the ground, and you see a little plant come up, and then in a few months, a little more, 5-6 feet tall, with two or three ears, maybe each having 70 to 100 kernels, or a grain of wheat. You know how small that is? Just a tiny brown grain of wheat, and you sow the wheat. I never figured out why you sow wheat and plant corn, but those are the right verbs. You sow the wheat, maybe in the fall, and then spring it comes up and looks like grass, and then June comes around, and there is this golden field of golden grain. And at the top of each stalk, the head, and I don't know how many, a dozen grains of wheat in each head, bringing forth abundantly. Some people are like the soil, reproducing like that. Is that what Jesus meant by this parable? Or maybe the parable means that these four kinds of soil are really in each person. And perhaps in you, perhaps in me. I mean, how about the birds in the fields of our life? Or the rocks, or the thorns, doing all of these things in our life. And what should we do to be good soil? I mean, well fertilized and well cultivated. We're going to sing a little song that's in the hymnal. Lord, let my heart be good soil. Let my heart be good soil. When it's hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, show me the true way. Lord, let my heart be good soil. Is this parable of Jesus about four kinds of people, or about four kinds of soil in people's lives? Or maybe these are just sideshows. Maybe this parable is not about us at all, not about our failures, anything like that. Maybe the parable is about the sower. The sower who pays no attention to any of those things. The sower who flings his seeds everywhere, wastes it with abandon, feeds the birds, and whistles at the rocks, and sees the good seed thriving and shouts hallelujah. This is God, the God of grace, who holds nothing back, is not willing that any should perish, provides amazingly, abundantly, and always for you and for me. We sometimes talk about God's mercy and grace, even in today's collect, I think. God's mercy is God withholding from us what we deserve. God's grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve. Let me say it again. God's mercy is God withholding from us what we deserve. God's grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve. And here we have this marvelous picture of the grace of God, who holds nothing back, but gives himself entirely for you and for me. I meant to say, when I was talking about that second kind of seed, that back in Pennsylvania, at one of the churches I served, we had trouble with pigeons. We don't know how to get rid of the pigeons. They were on the roof, and nesting everywhere and pigeon dirt everywhere. And somebody made a tape, a bird being injured or maybe a bird of prey. And we played this tape and hoped to scare the pigeons away. And somebody said that what I should do would be have them come to my confirmation class, because after they were confirmed, we'd never see them again. But here we are talking about the amazing grace of God, who holds nothing back. He gives his very self. I heard this story, apocryphal, I assume, but the story about a homeless man who went into a bar and ordered a beer. He drank the beer and then didn't have any money to pay for it. And the bartender, in order to teach him and other homeless people a lesson, came around and knocked him off the stool to the floor and started kicking him. And somebody came and said, don't hurt him. I'll pay for the beer. And the homeless man struggled to his feet and said, you don't have to pay, mister. I already did. Here's a picture of God. Leaving heaven above in Jesus, not thinking equality with God a thing to be grasped, becoming one with us, trying to persuade us in all kinds of ways. And then when he couldn't do so with his living, he did so with his dying, paying. Jesus paid it all. You know that old hymn, Jesus paid it all, paying, so you and I don't have to. We're going to be singing as a closing hymn, an old hymn. Some of you may not know it, but some people whose hair is my color, you'll know it. It's Bringing in the Sheaves. Let me quote one of the verses, changing one of the words. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve, soon will come the harvest and the time of reaping. Christ, not we, but Christ shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. Christ shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You and she who have ears, let them hear. Amen.